left foot.
Welcome to Soul Purpose Tuesday. It's your mid-morning lunchtime wellness groove. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. Thank you for tuning in. Well, we are here with your active affirmation. I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. So you heard it. Now you want to internalize this, and you want to speak it yourself. So all together, we're going to say, I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. So you ready? One, two, three. I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. And make sure you write that down. I still love taking a pen and pad and writing with it. It still does something for me when I write with my hand. But if you want to take advantage of this technology and internet radio, open up a notepad right there and type it out for yourself. So I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose, and we are lucky to have in our chat room PWICU Radio, the one and only Tabitha Vincent. Wonderful person, wonderful people. So for my soul purpose people, today we are here. We are preparing for our fall 21-day soul-filled cleanse. As the season changes and sheds and brings forth new things, it goes through a change, so does our body. We are all part of nature, and this is nature's way. So we want to take advantage of the natural order of things and cleanse our body while the season changes. Our cleanse will start. Now I need you to write everything down, everyone, because I'm speaking. I'm not going to be able to also type in the chat. I will write it down later, and you'll be able to go back and find it. And what I am preparing for everyone, I am preparing a whole booklet. You'll be able to get it on issue. It will be prepared within 24 hours. We're almost done with everything, so you have your calendar, what you should do, which day, what type of things you should do. So we are starting here again. It's a 21-day cleanse, and it begins on next Tuesday, the 23rd, first day of fall. So we're going to begin on Tuesday, the 23rd. And we're even going to let you know, like, the start of a new moon will be on the 24th. The significance of that is the gravitational pull that the moon has to the earth, which, as we align ourselves with that, it's just a good time to start new things as far as when a new moon is coming in. But on the full moon, that is the moon, you know, the moon is at its fullest and the gravitational pull is at its height, which is a great time. You will see on our calendar, we'll be focusing on a parasitic cleanse, because like a magnet, everything rises to the surface. So it is easier to get things that are deeper in, like parasites, it's easier to get them out on a full moon than at other times, because they're already, the magnetic pull is already has things at the surface. So it's just easier just to get them out. So we're going to work online. And each day we will have an affirmation and a thought. Now I'm going to share a thought with you, but what we'll be asking you to do is to share your own thought. We'll have a thought there to get you started, but I want to hear your thoughts. So each day we're going to make the event for the 21-day cleanse. There'll be an event on Facebook. There'll be an event on Google+. We have our Google+ community. That's one of the core places we'll be networking, is within the Google+ community, Soul Purpose Tuesday. Just go to plus.google.com and search for Soul Purpose Tuesday. Join the group. And but I want you to post a thought every day. At least write out a thought. We're going to feature different thoughts for each day. So afterwards, we'll have our own thoughts, you know, based on affirmations, and we can feed one another because we all have something great to bring to the table. And speaking of purpose, I believe everything is purpose. I don't believe in accidents. So therefore, if you're here today listening in, if you're listening on demand later, if you're engaging, this show is meant for you. There's a lesson here for you, something for you to learn, something for you to give, something for you to share. It's all part of your purpose. So now with the 21-day cleanse, there are various things we're looking to cleanse. The first part of our cleansing is going to focus on cleansing the upper and lower colon. We don't want to just get the lower. We our colon is like 30 feet long, and it's impacted with gook. So we want to waste and toxins. So we want to cleanse our upper and lower colons. That is the first portion of the cleanse we're looking at cleansing. And then we'll do the parasitic and ending with the liver detox. Honestly, your cleanse is going to last more than 21 days, but we want you to get started. And our recommendations, we're going to make recommendations from diet and supplements, as well as some things to, we have our massage therapist, Earl Davis. He's our, you know, our official massage therapist, our professional, and he'll be giving us some massage techniques. Because as you go through, you're making a change, there'll be a difference. There are also stressors. Your body's going to go through some level of stress. So we want to do things to alleviate stress. And also, when we talk about massage and massage therapy, you have to understand when your muscles are sore, that is a toxin within your muscles. So what massage does is help you work out the toxins and move those poison out of your muscles. And then you need to make sure that you're flushing your system with water to then flush it out of your system. So massage therapy is not just a pamper. It is a necessary health exercise that we want to do as part of our cleansing. We want to learn self-massage techniques. So we're going to be incorporating all of this into our 21-day process. And again, with the cleanse, we're working to do this extra deep cleanse during the change of season. But what our goal here, what my goal is and what my hope is and my prayer is that we move from just a cleanse into a lifestyle, that this will kick off a more holistic and a more wellness lifestyle for you. So one of the core places is the diet. So we're hoping as you go through this 21-day cleanse, you don't need to stay on a cleanse forever, but that you'll be incorporating after the cleanse that it'll be much more of a habit and so much easier for you to incorporate raw fruits and vegetables in your daily diet and get you really started on a path of eliminating processed foods and knowing, you know, different choices and all. So I've been blessed to partner with Anthony Stewart, the polymath. He is a serial entrepreneur, he is Mr. Creative. And all the things he do, he's self-taught on almost everything, natural gifts, and then he teaches himself how to excel in the gifts. He gets the instructions learned, and he teaches himself, and he excels in all areas. Well, one of the areas he's working on now in the polymath, he's going to explain to you what that is. But he is calls himself the food mixologist, and he has a show called Cooking with Flavor. Well, he will be doing a segment here on Soul Purpose Tuesdays talking about cooking with flavor. So what'll be great about it, Anthony, is, you know, we've been reviewing, you know, what's the proper diet, types of food, and Anthony's going to give you the cooking with flavor. So ways that you can still eat healthy, but with good flavor, and still be healthy. And so he's going to put together some dishes and peas for you that are healthy, but with the cooking with flavor style. So I am just totally excited about the 21-day cleanse. This is basically all I've been doing and working on for a while. And because I've been doing the research. So I do want you to know that where I'm not just throwing anything at you. And it's customized. I didn't just pick up a cleanse off the internet because, one, I have to know and understand anything I'm doing. And, you know, here at Soul Purpose, Tuesday is built on Soul Purpose Lifestyle Company. We are a distributor for Soul Purpose, which means we also are a distributor for Youngevity. So we have all organic, therapeutic grade, all natural body and wellness for your inside and outside. So we have four nutrient lines, as well as hair and skin and body. So I'll be recommending things, and I need to know exactly what everything does. How does it work? When does it work? Before I will share with you. So I've researched the various different type of cleansing and detox programs we have, and then also I'm well knowledged on the outer skin. So you do. This is going to move us into another area. Do understand? And this is a question that I would like everyone to write down. So prepare to write it down. Is what you put on your skin, in your mouth, and allow in your spirit? I'll repeat that. Is what you put on your skin, in your mouth, and allow in your spirit life-giving or life-robbing? Please write that question down. And this is what I need you to begin to ask yourself as you eat, as you bathe, as you moisturize, as you shampoo your hair, as you treat your feet, as you go out and get your feet done, as you go out and get your nails done and the lotions, things that they're rubbing on you. You need to know, is this life-giving or life-robbing? You go to the hairdresser and you sit around and they're just talking and the hairdresser talking and what's going on all around you. Is this life-giving or life-robbing? What are you allowing in your spirit? So I want you to begin to ask that question, and that will start shaping the decisions that you make. And so that's just really important. And I say that for the skincare and the sole purpose skincare, it's all natural, organic, and therapeutic grade. Now, many of you know, I'm going to give you three different scenarios as far as stores for you to understand what we mean by therapeutic grade. Now, therapeutic grade means it actually heals and works on you. When you are dealing with essential oils, for essential oils to get to the skin and be able to mix in, they need a carrier oil. Then also, there are times in order to get the aroma to be stronger, a lot of times people cut them with perfumer's alcohol. The higher cut of the alcohol, you know, you get a higher portion of alcohol and a lower portion of the essential oil. So sole purpose, we use pure essential oils. We do not use the perfumer's alcohol. So that's first. Therefore, there's not the alcohol cut. And the perfumer's alcohol is not the same as standard alcohol, but alcohol does also evaporate and can assist in the drying process. That's also when we go to the point of reading labels to let you know on. When you read a label, the ingredients that has the most, the largest amount, ingredients are listed by the amount of them. The largest amount is listed first. Then the next one is the next largest amount, and on. And the last amount is what has the least in it. So that's on any type of label that you read. That is the mythology of how ingredients are listed. And so when you see water and then alcohol is the first two ingredients, it's going to be very drying for us. Now, for some people, it may not, if you're more oily, it may not be as bad, but if your skin is normal to dry, that's going to be very drying. That's going to just add drying. Your hair, African Americans, our hair, when the first ingredient is water, second ingredient is alcohol, you got to be mindful. That's going to dry out more than the last ingredient of aloe vera or whatever they may have at the end. So it's important to read the labels to understand, you know, what they're doing and to help you in making choices. Even when you go to the supermarket, just begin to read your labels. So if nothing else, you at least understand what you're putting in. And then when you have an opportunity to do different choices and different things, you know, start to see, okay, when I eat this, how do I feel? When I eat this, how do I feel? To start to be able to understand how things are impacting you, yourself, personally. So now I'm bringing up our document for the fast, the cleanse. And also, the other part, we are going to exercise daily for 21 days. We will exercise daily for 21 days. Say it with me. We will exercise daily for 21 days. Now, let's make this personal. I will exercise daily for 21 days. Now, I'm not saying you have to do 30 minutes, 40 minutes. We do what we can handle. So if you start off with 5 minutes a day, guarantee if you're consistent in doing your exercise, by the end of 21 days, you'll be doing a minimum of 21 minutes a day, a minimum. If you are consistent, you will be surprised at what you can do and what your body can handle. But that is where the thoughts are going to come in. So our whole series of thoughts are going to be based on I am. Pastor Joel Osteen says, whatever follows I am will come after you. So one of our goals in the cleansing we want to do as far as our mind in this 21-day cleanse, we want to cleanse our negative self-talk. So we will be speaking in the I am. For we are a mind with a body. We are spiritual beings, a part of the great I am. So we will speak positive I ams and become aware of our self-talk so that we can replace our negative self-talk with positive affirmations. Okay, so this is exciting. I'm excited. And what we're going to do before we go on and go over the fast a little bit more and before Anthony Stewart comes on, because he'll be here at 12:30 to talk about cooking with flavor, I am just so excited. What I do need everyone to do, my number is 1-877-552-7012. I'm at extension 1111. Again, that number is 1-877-552-7012. You can also find my number at www.imwalkinginwellness.com. That's the letter I, the letter M, walkinginwellness.com. If you go there, hopefully it's forwarded to the Soul Purpose site, but if it's not, just click on Soul Purpose. You'll see Soul Purpose in the menu up top. Click on that. It'll take you over to the Soul Purpose site. And there you will see my contact information. You'll see my number. You can click on contact. And you click on my story. It's all up there, up under my name in a supposed image of me. We're working on getting the image correct. But what is important, why I need you to contact me, within 24 hours, you will have the general 21-day cleanse pamphlet. But this needs to be customized for everyone specifically. This is going to be very general. I would like to customize it for each person. In order to do that, we need to do a self-care consultation. So all of this week, every day, I need to be scheduling at least 3 people on a self-care consultation. So you need to call in so we can schedule. You need to give me 1 hour of your time, and we're going to go through a consultation. We're going to look at various areas of your life, what you're doing great, and where you may need support. But what this is going to tell me, where do you need to focus more in your cleanse? Because, I mean, there are some of us that aren't doing anything holistically. We're just totally out of whack. and we have a full processed diet. We're on a run. And then there are us that are in varying degrees of that. And then I know some of my people that I follow who inspire me, you already are living, as far as diet, for the most part, you're already living like that. But you may need support in other areas. So I need to kind of see what your diet is like. You know, do we need a real change in diet, or do you just, you know, need to do your cleanse, just your 21-day cleanse? Do you have a diet and living a lifestyle that where you may, chances are, have more parasites, that we need to focus on a parasitic cleanse? Also, I want to give it to you, and I want you to talk over with your healthcare professional to make sure you're not doing anything that's going against the grain of what you're doing. If you're a person that takes medicine every day, we definitely need to focus on your liver detox. We need to make sure that's in there, because all that stuff is building up in your liver, and you need to detox and cleanse your liver. So, you know, based off your lifestyle, there may be different focuses. And, you know, you may have different needs. So there may be different programs. If you're already doing a lot of certain things, you may need a lighter program. You may not need as much. If you're doing less things, you may need something more intensive. And there are just different, you know, reasons. So I would prefer to do a self-care consultation to make sure everyone's on a program that works best for them. You know, you may already be exercising every day, and then maybe you can help motivate and move and give some, you know, advice to those of us who aren't actually fully exercising 7 days a week. I have been working on it, everyone. I have been working on it because yoga stretching, one, just gets me alive. It makes my muscles move better. It keeps me less sore throughout my day. And it just, you know, it works in my spirit. It just gets me moving. So I literally do not get out of my bed without doing some forms of stretching. I have to reach for my ceiling like we just did with our lymphatic with Janelle Monae featuring Big Boi on her song Tightrope. I reach for that. I stretch my legs. I pull my legs to my chest. I pull both knees to my chest and go back and forth to stretch my back because these are just generally my problem areas when I work up. Sometimes if my neck, I do my neck rolls and stretch my hands and move my feet around to get my circulation moving, and this is necessary for me. And that just helps me get out of bed. So there are just different things and different needs. So, again, the number is 1-877-552-7012. My extension is 1111. Also, if you listen to the message, it'll tell you. But if you know my extension, I don't have to listen to that long message. And I am chairperson for the Urban Tech Fair, as well as Taylor Adams Marketing Master Grill Radio. So, you know, you're going to hear Urban Tech Fair, but I am chairperson, and I do monitor the whole phone system. And so just call for me on my extension. It's A-OK. And we need to get your consultation done. And understand, this is a $90 value. The normal fee for a self-care consultation is $90. But for all of those who are participating on our 21-day cleanse, because I want to make sure that we're focused on what we need for us, because there's so much information out there, you know, you just get all confused. So as we wait for Mr. Anthony to come in, and we, in order to bring our minds in to get us ready, let's just go to Ianla Van Zandt. We're going to go to her, and we're going to do our guided meditation. So I'm going to go through this guided meditation. So sit down and allow yourself to be guided through this meditation. And when we'll come back, we'll be talking about cooking with flavor.
Welcome This guided meditation will support you in creating peace within your mind and your life. We begin by just getting comfortable. You may want to sit or lie down. Close your eyes or focus your gaze upon one spot in the room. We start with relaxation. Start to relax your body, beginning with your feet. Just allow the feeling of relaxation to fill your feet. Feeling heavy, loose, and relaxed. Relax your ankles, your lower legs, your knees. Allow the relaxation to continue. Relaxing your upper legs, just let the muscles of your legs completely go, feeling very heavy and relaxed. Relax your hips and your pelvis and all the surrounding muscles. Feel your stomach and your lower back. Relaxing. Allow the muscles to give up their hold and relax. Feel the relaxation in your chest, your back, your sides, feeling very relaxed, very heavy, but awake and aware. Let your hands relax. Relax your hands all the way from your fingertips to your wrists. Feel your lower arms relaxing and letting go. Relax your elbows and your upper arms. Just allow them to be heavy, loose. Now relax your shoulders. Feel them lowering slightly, finding a comfortable, relaxed position, free from tension. Just relax. Allow the muscles of your neck to relax, letting go. Relax. Now relax your face and your head. Here's the secret. Allow your tongue to relax in your mouth and your entire body will relax. Feel it now. Feel your entire body relaxing even more deeply. Deeply. Becoming completely relaxed. Loose. Heavy. Comfortable, relaxed, and set an intention to remain awake and aware and relaxed. Now we turn our attention inward even more deeply and we breathe. Find the rhythm of your breath, your inhale, and your exhale. Relax into your breath and allow the breath to breathe you. Long, deep inhale and long, deep exhale. Awake, aware, relaxed, we breathe. Remain focused on your inhale and your exhale. Relax the face, the shoulders, the back, the chest, the hips, upper and lower legs. Relax and breathe.
Okay, we are back. I hope you took that moment to allow Iyanla to guide you, to soothe you. And as we still wait on Mr. Stewart, who has the room, but as we wait on him, what I'm going to talk about are just some foods you need to look at in your diet. And some of the foods that, this is our goal for our food. We want to look at doing raw fruits and vegetables and eliminating as much processed foods as possible. We can do some cooked foods, but we want to really limit our cooked foods. So, you know, this is where it's the cleanse. It may not be our, you know, normal, what we'll do after the cleanse necessarily, unless you really are vegan and you go on a raw food diet. We really want to look at raw fruits and vegetables and as little processed foods. So the one thing you're going to look at, and this is why I'm definitely going to get you the guide as soon as possible as far as your shopping list. And that's why I like you to get your self-care consultation so you can order your supplements, the ones that, you know, are correct for you. You need to get them ordered. But you want to look at doing, for this 21 days, if you can do your best to get fresh and organic meats. Do your best to see if you can do that. And you may want to just shop by the week. Don't necessarily want to go out and do like a whole month worth of shopping where you have to freeze things or take things frozen. Now, if you don't have a farmer's market for some reason, if you can't get to a farmer's market or you don't have a natural meat market, a place where you know you can, where your meat is coming off the farms, you can, one, do Whole Foods. Trader Joe's, I'm not sure Trader Joe's has meats or not. I'm not sure. I know you can get other things from them. I'm not sure if they have meats. I know Whole Foods has meats. But one of the things that will help, because now look at this as it can seem more expensive, but what we'll be doing during this time period is a redistribution. Things you used to spend money on, and it may have been cheaper because it's cheaper to keep you sicker, let's be honest. Because what happens, you spend much more money on your health care, and all of these things trying to manage, you're spending a lot more money on than you would need to spend on when you redistribute your spending to healthier items. So a lot of times the healthier items do have a tendency to be more expensive. But I want you to do is a redistribution. When we're talking about our lotions, and like one thing we do have with Soul Purpose, we have our Be Well Pack, and that will give you a facial moisturizer, that will give you shower gel lotion, it will give you your nutrition pack, which is called our Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it will give you your EFAs, and it will also give you your Be Well Massage Balm, which will be very much, you will keep that in your purse. Keep it in your purse at all times, but definitely will help your body deal with the stress of your change. It just makes you feel so good. And you have a nice lip balm. So all these things are already included in your Be Well Pack. The only thing you would need to supplement is your food, and you may definitely would want to look at the cleansing program, so either, you know, for your bowel cleanse, because it has your probiotics and all your nutrients you need to put back in your body. So you may, if you get the Be Well Pack, then, well, maybe let's use some teas for a bowel cleanse or use some teas for a liver detox. You can just get your detox if you're getting a Be Well Pack, because you're getting your nutrition and your probiotics, so we may do Detox 21 for you and maybe look at some teas that you can buy locally to do your bowel cleanse. And this is why I say it's important to do the consultation. It helps us, you know, look at what's going to work best for you. But, you know, in that, you definitely want we're looking at redistributing. So if you're getting that, then you don't need to get lotion. You won't need to get any soap. You won't need to get any facial moisturizer. Those things you just won't need to spend money on. You won't need to spend money on vitamins, or if you do any of those type of things, you won't need to spend money on those things. So the money that you spend on that, we will be shifting over to help offset your costs. So the same thing with your foods. And so in this diet, though, you're going to be eating less meat. Anyway, during these 21 days, you're going to be eating less meat. So you may, while it may cost more, but you may not also be buying as much meat, which, again, just help level you out as far as cost. But you do want to focus on organic meat and fresh meat so that you, because we want to get away from the process. And in the supermarket, if you buy anything frozen in the supermarket, you just don't know how long those meats have been there. So you want to stay away from it. And when we say processed, no lunch meats. Lunch meats are very much a processed food. No lunch meat, no processed cheese. We're talking about burger patties. Anything frozen is processed. You want to do your raw vegetables as opposed to frozen vegetables during this 21-day because we're working on the cleansing. So if you can get to, you know, a vegetable market, a produce place, and just buy your vegetables by the week and your fruit, I will also be suggesting, well, yes, it's a peppermint spray wash. So you get your peppermint spray wash, costs about $7. That'll last you about 3-4 months. But you spray all your vegetables and your fruits with your wash to make sure there are no pesticides or anything on there. Peppermint is so multi-purpose. It's very cleansing, and it's just very good. So it's a natural spray wash to cleanse your fruits and vegetables, and you can even cleanse your meats with it. So this will just help you in the process. So you do want to look at that shopping list, that it will be a core part, your shopping list. And so I am getting ready to check on and see if Mr. Stewart sent me another message. Sometimes it's hard for me to be on Facebook and a radio show at the same time because Facebook can sometimes interfere with my browser, and it can slow down the browser. So I want to let him know we're waiting on him. Sometimes time zones get people confused. Anthony Stewart's out in St. Louis, so he's in a different time zone. So I want to make sure that he knows that it's not 1 o'clock his time. 1 p.m. is the time for the show for Eastern Standard. So, again, like we stated, shopping list. Raw fruits and vegetables. And I want to real quickly, while we're streaming, for those, if you want to listen in, hurry up and call in to 646-716-7994 so you can continue to listen in because we'll stop streaming live in about 30 seconds. 646-716-7994. Call in to continue to listen. Everyone else that's on the line, all the callers, you can still hear. Don't worry. But these are just some of the foods that are great for you to include. White teas. They're great for wellness. They're great for your wellness process are white teas. And they're also great for a detox when we're working with the liver detox. And what we're working with, we want to support not just tea. An African-American woman-owned company. She was located in Harlem, and they just relocated to Washington, D.C. But it's Not Just Tea, TEA.com, Not Just, J-U-S-T, TEA.com. So we're going to be supporting her with the white tees. And she has some great accessories, a nice little, because your tees will all be whole. So it has this tea ball. It's a stainless steel tea ball. And they'll supply, you can get your nice little tea ball, and you put your teas in, inside, your loose teas in there, in the ball, dump them right in your hot water, let it steep, and just go about your day. Cute, sophisticated, inexpensive, and healthy. See, women know how to do this thing. We always want to look good at what we're doing. But some foods that are great for you, Brussels sprouts. I don't know how many of you like Brussels sprouts, but Brussels sprouts are high in sulfur, and they help remove toxins from the blood, okay? Anthony's calling in now. Hopefully he'll be able to make it in. I am not sure, but what I can do, I think I can call Mr. Anthony, and we can add him in. And then, but he is also going to add to our book. So he will be giving you recipes and everything you can work with. But remember, we just said Brussels sprouts. And so other foods that we can have are 2 or more servings of Brussels sprouts a day will help sponge out toxins, whether they're environmental or dietary. So hold on real quick. We're going to add Mr. Stewart to the line, to the call. Hello? Okay, we should all be connected.
Anthony speaking.
Hi, Anthony.
Hello. Sorry about that.
All righty. I want to just check with the people in our chat room. Tabitha, if you can see this, can you hear me? I want to make sure that we're connected.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I did it right.
Sorry, but I was shopping with my mother. Longer than expected, boy.
What did you think on shopping with a woman?
Well, there's one thing to shop with a woman, another thing to shop with your mother. Because, you know, mother has a certain view on what needs to be purchased, you know, what's healthy and what's good for you, what you grew up on, you know, so.
Yes. So.
That's real different.
Hopefully everyone can still hear. Our callers are on the line. So, Anthony, introduce yourself and just let us know what Cooking with Flavor is and what you're going to be bringing to our cleansing program.
Okay, my name is Anthony Stewart. I am what I call a mixologist. That is a food mixologist. In other words, I take different recipes and I mix them together, blend them up, and I try to find the healthiest ingredients I possibly can, even if that means substituting some of them to make the healthiest meal possible. And I put them together and present them and show people how to make them, you know, or prepare them from other people, you know, do a little bit of catering here and there. But online, I'm based out of cookingwithflavor.net, and so that site is still in the state of development, but it's about everything that I just said, you know, eventually coming out with a cookbook and have video tutorials, whatnot, to show people how to make fine dining meals with the healthiest ingredients. So what you have on your plate is something that you should see in any type of fine dining restaurant. And I'm trying to get people even into that aspect of it. When you're cooking food, when you're making food, making it as visually pleasing as possible, because food or digestion starts with your eyes. Before, you know, anything else, you know, you see it and boom. You know, of course, sense of smell as well if you can, but when you see it, that has an effect on you. You know, people say, well, dang, you know, looking at your food or looking at somebody's food, I started to get hungry. So if you're looking at their food and you don't get hungry, but you know you're looking at food, there might be a problem there. So you want to make it look as visually pleasing as possible. So those are things that I focus on, healthy food, you know, in a fine dining style that look good and taste good as well.
Great. So now I was just sharing with everyone just some different type of foods and all. And so far as the cleanse, you're going to show us how we can, you know, continue work on this cleanse program and eat in a way that supports it but still tastes good, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So just share a couple little tips like you did last week. You were sharing tips about the salt, you know, those different type of things that people normally use.
Okay,
help them also with a shopping list.
Okay, well, I'm going to pretty much repeat what I said before, but that's one of the things that, you know, I'm key on is just sticking to the basics. It's a lot of information out here, for one thing.
Yes.
And you'll go to a lot of different sites, and, you know, this site says this site says, you can easily get confused. And if you stick to your basics, it's a lot easier to deal with. So, for example, when I go to set up a menu, I start with, you know, my seasonings, because mm-hmm. most of food, unless you're really into textures of how foods feel, you know, and against your palate and your mouth, you're more so tasting salt and seasonings, or salt and sugar, basically, are the basis of what you're tasting in most of the things that we eat. So if you were to just immediately get rid of all the salt and all the sugar out of everything you eat, you'd have a completely different meal, because it would taste completely different. So one of the things I start off with is the salt. You know, like I said before, use Himalayan salt, not just sea salt. And the reason why I say not just sea salt is because the first question you want to ask is, what sea did they get it out of? This is a month where you're trying to cleanse and or detoxify the body. You want to put as few toxins into your system as possible. And a lot of times, you know, you go out and you'll get these brands based on words, these marketing terms, you know, sea salt, it's healthier for you. Sea salt, okay, like I said, what sea did it come out of? Because if it came off the coast of, you know, California,
yeah.
coast of Florida or something like that, especially California, where you look at the water, you stand on the beach and the water is muddy and murky.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how it's supposed to look.
Yeah.
That means that there's a lot of waste in there. And if they dug down in there to pull out the salt, you know, then
yeah.
that has, you know, toxified the salt. So you want to go to a salt like a Himalayan salt, the pink Himalayan salt. And I say that because it's not coming from a sea. It's coming straight out of the earth. Now, they have two places that you can get the Himalayan salt from. I'm trying to speed this up because I'll talk forever. I'm sorry about that. Long way to there. You can get the Himalayan salt that comes from Pakistan, or you can get the Himalayan salt that comes from Colorado. That's right here in America. So some people feel like, well, I don't want to get salt that's coming out of Pakistan. I don't know the quality control over there. We can get it right here in America.
Okay.
The idea is to get pink salt, the
mm-hmm.
color pink. All right?
Okay.
When it comes to sugar, now I'm going to jump to sugar real quick. If you can get rid of all the white sugar and just either go to a black sugar, like I say, which is a Chinese style that they produce mostly out of China, a black sugar, or turbinado sugar, or just the best thing would be to use stevia if you possibly could. At least from my studies, stevia would be the best thing to use.
Mm-hmm.
And in choosing stevia, look at the ingredients, because on the back of the containers for the stevia plant or these little extracts that they're selling now, it'll say stevia,
mm-hmm.
but it'll also say maltodextrin. I have something else added to it. You want to get it as stevia as possible. The one that I use is called Best, B-E-S-T. But they even have a couple of brands. Even there's another one called Skinny Girl, where they have a couple of brands, where one of them has the extra stuff in it, but then the other one says organic stevia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to really watch that and look at the ingredients on the things and see, you know, what all they're adding to it and whatnot. Because some people add just white sugar to it just to make it taste a little bit better.
Okay.
And, you know, and I won't say better, but get it to taste the way that they're used to tasting sweetness and sugars. So they add that to it. You don't need that in there at all. So with the salt, Himalayan, or just pink salt, and with the sugar, if you can, use stevia to replace your syrups, use agave. I mean, as a matter of fact, I put agave in my sauces when I'm making my pasta sauces. I use the Himalayan salt. I use all my spices and whatnot, and I add agave in there. You know, when they usually tell you to add molasses, or they'll tell you to add honey, or they'll tell you to add, you know, just regular sugar, just skip all of that. Put a little agave in there. You know, and if you don't want to do the agave, once again, come back to the stevia. And all it takes is a very, very small amount. They have a little scooper in there as well to show you how much to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
If they tell you it takes a cup of stevia to add to anything, lying. Don't even use it, because it doesn't take a cup of stevia to make anything. On this planet, you're cooking for like maybe 1,500 to 2,000 people or something like that, you need to add it. But if it's just for a family household thing, just use the little scooper that's inside and, you know, sweeten the taste and try to go from there and figure out the balance of it. Anything else in particular that you wanted me to focus on? Because like I said, those are my bases when it comes to making any of the dishes. I can say that we can talk about a lot of different recipes, and you can go to my site and look at the food gallery and
mm-hmm.
see a lot of different things there. And you can email me and just ask me, hey, you know, how do I make this particular dish until I get all the recipes up and whatnot? And I can,
yeah.
you know, talk with you how to make those, or, you know, send you the recipes. But I suggest you start with some of the things that you make, or some of the things that have been suggested by other people, you know, here on the show, and just replace those salts and sugars. I'm dead against white salt, white sugar. And if
yeah.
you're trying to cleanse your body, that's the best way to start. Yes. Remove white salt and white sugar, but you still can make it taste good and you still can enjoy it.
And that is definitely part of it. You know, for the cleanse, we want to focus on raw fruits, vegetables, and eliminating as much processed foods as possible. Like we're asking people to look at doing organic, fresh meats. Don't get anything frozen. Almost all frozen stuff is processed. So if they're burgers, I don't care. If they're veggie burgers, just stay away from frozen foods. We do want to eliminate as much soy, gluten as possible because those are food allergens. So, you know, as for the cleanse, we want to kind of stay away from soy and gluten and certain things because and wheat if possible because like five standard foods that cause food allergies. So if we want to kind of eliminate those, but definitely all the process. And so I didn't even talk about the sugar and salt.
To go back to the sugar and salt thing real quick, what I found is that I've had people who have said to me, hey, Anthony, I'm allergic to this, I'm allergic to that. They tell me all these different allergies they have, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll sit there and be like, okay, do you know that you just ate that in this meal that I had? I didn't know you were allergic to that. And I tell them that you just had this, and this. And they're like, what? I didn't feel anything. It's because we've taken out some of the things that have been mixed in there that with the white salt and the white sugar, I mean, you have no idea how toxic those can be to the body, especially when they're mixed in with other ingredients. Because it's never just salt by itself. It's never just sugar by itself. It's those things mixed in with whatever vegetable, whatever meat it is, whatever other chemicals you're mixing into it. So you're creating this chemistry, this formula for an allergy. You're creating this whole situation. So what I'm saying is take out any, like what you say, take out the processed stuff. Take out anything that's not natural, that's not wholesome for you.
Yeah.
If it's food, usually there has to be something else going on for you to be allergic to a food, to something that's a natural food source.
Even when we say the soy, it's not that soy is bad for you, but unfortunately they have gone overboard with soy till they're literally choking the soil. And soy is in everything, and anything in too much is not good for you. Everything should be done in moderation. So you might be thinking, oh, I'm getting this one soy item. But when you start reading the label, you might have five, six different things with soy, and now it's becoming toxic in your body.
Exactly.
So that is why we keep saying about read the label, because
one of the big points I want to make, too, is always think, too, why is it that you're getting that particular product?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you're getting soy, what are you getting the soy burger for? When you go to Starbucks and you're getting your coffee and you say, well, okay, instead of using whole milk, I'm going to use soy milk. So is the purpose to still keep milk in the diet? If so, why? Have you tried it without milk? Have you tried the same drink, the same food, without whatever it is you're trying to replace? What are you trying to replace? People say, okay, I want the soy burger. Okay, so it's the burger you still want. There's all types of burgers that you can make. I make veggie burgers out of real veggies.
Yeah.
Like my veggie burger, if you go take a look at it on my page at cookwithflavor.net on the food gallery, I have my veggie burger in there. And it's just vegetables.
Yeah.
It's almost like a salad, really. But if you put your sauces on there, and you put a nice little sauce on there, and you get you some good, you know, healthy bread to go on it, and you bite into it, trust me, you won't know the difference. If I took you to Burger King and got you a burger but took the meat out of it, unless somebody told you, especially if you were doing something else, if you were on the phone talking and you bit into the burger, you would not know the difference.
Yeah.
You'd have to really stop and focus and go, wait a minute, something's missing here.
Usually
you're having a bunch of sauces.
Yeah, that's what is really, really important about what you say is understanding the goal of what we go for. Like people can't understand, how are you going to cook greens without meat? And how do you – easy, because it's not the
don't
meat
put it in
that
there.
You're going after.
Salt,
what you want
pork.
Is the – Well, for
the,
those that
the
do
texture.
Pork, everybody doesn't do pork anymore. But still, what you're going for is the fat off the meat. That's why you choose certain type of meats is because of the
which
fat.
Which comes back to the salt.
Which is
comes back to the salt.
So which means that they can easily be replaced with, I put onions and I just mainly, I'll do onions and peppers, and I will put an oil in, coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
I got my flavor. And it tastes just as good, sometimes better. And because mm-hmm. that's like, a lot of times people don't, you know, we're doing things out of habit, but if you understand the why, even why they did it, why did they put those meats in it back in the day, if it's slave days,
mm-hmm.
whatnot, it's the why, you know, like
mm-hmm.
people want to call it gourmet. Why did we eat chitlins? Because it was all that they get. It's all what was left. We was making use of what was
and
left.
And you have to do something
that
to make that taste right.
Yeah.
You have to do a whole lot to make certain things taste right. So they pack it with salt.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah. And so
cook
they,
it down and
yeah, people
make
have
it
to
digestible.
Understand. It's not so much that our slave people and ancestors was loving chitlins. They made use of what was available to them. But it
mm-hmm.
is not, you know, so like when people go, other people, they ate it, they made it. No, they only ate what they had. You know, let's
exactly.
be real
so
about
if you have
it.
An option to,
yeah.
If you have an option to eat better, you
they
do better.
They would
have
ate better.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And when, yeah, know that could actually get to fruits and get to the vegetables and things and know they had a little bit more freedom where they could make things like they did actually in the motherland, they did it. And some of those things are still carried through. So don't,
mm-hmm.
We do need to understand the why of what we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the goal and to replace that? So I just think that's excellent advice. So, you know, mm-hmm. I just want to share with everybody, this is Soul Purpose Tuesday. We're getting ready to launch our 21-day cleanse. It starts next Tuesday. So from now until then, need you to call me so we can do your customized plan at 1-877-552-7012. My extension is 1111. Please give a call for so you can schedule your self-care consultation. We'll customize your plan. We're going to be Anthony has all the foods that are listed, but he's going to, you know, pull out ones he feel, you know, good, tasty, and show you how to cook with flavor like he went over, and we'll go back over that about the salt to get some recommendation. Also, as far as seasonings, you can go to cookingwithflavor.net and go there. Anthony has great all-natural mixed seasonings already. So you can go there and purchase your seasonings. And we want you to do those things now so that you'll have them in time to start next week. Because our first 7 days, we're going to really focus in on a diet. It's not. We're going to focus in on getting used to a better diet. So for the first 7 days, we're really going to be diet-focused. So go to Cooking with Flavor. Any questions you have, you can contact Anthony. Is this good, that good? You can look at him. But he's also going to be adding to the to our 21-day pamphlet so that you know certain core things when you go shopping. And we'll make recommendations as to different type of places you can get. So if you don't have them, Anthony and I are going to look up. So if you don't have a local place near you, then maybe you can just go online. We'll figure out what's the best place to go online and buy the Himalayan salt. We'll see where we
mm-hmm.
can get the stevia, things like that, so that you won't have any excuses.
Exactly.
And we just hope this all leads to a healthier lifestyle, you know, after the cleanse. So, again, I want to thank Tabitha Vincent for coming on. She's with PWICU Radio. Tabitha, if you can take a moment, put your information in the chat room, along with Tisha. She called in. She's one of my new Facebook friends. She's such a lovely young lady. She pops up and just sends me a message to say, hi, how are you? How you doing? She asked me about my mom. So Tisha called in, and but Tisha does financial services for any of you that are interested. So I'm glad you guys called in. But if you have a moment, follow the link. Come over so you can put your information in the chat room so I can have it with the session notes. Again, like I say, call me, 1-877-552-7012, extension 1111. Visit imwalkinginwellness.com, and there you'll be able to, again, get my contact information, look at all our great products, and you look at the Be Well product, and we're looking at our terrain cleanse. There's the three. You have your turmeric and milk thistle, and it's one other thing, but three things for your cleanse, and that's going to be focusing on the detox of the liver and all the organs and everything. We have our True Cleanse program, and then for the home, we have one of our oils to work to cleanse the home. Again, we talk about allowing in your spirit. Us doing this cleanse, it's the time of the year anyway, just like spring cleaning, you're doing your fall cleaning. As you cleanse, you want to cleanse the energy and as well in the home. So you want to actually create the environment. And then Anthony's going to tell you how to create good food. And we're all learning. So I cook because I had to, you know. I had a husband widowed like almost 20 years ago. It'll be 20 years next year. So I haven't been having, you know, for a while to have to do a whole lot of cooking since my grandson grew up and he's grown and out. But now since my mother, I take care of her, I had to cook every day, all day, and I'm finding a new love for cooking. So I'm anxious to get these new recipes because I'm getting bored with what I have. So we are really anxious about cooking with flavor. And, Anthony, I want to thank you, and you can close us out. Well, you just close us out, you know, just inspire us, and then we're going to close out on Feeling Good by Judith Hill. So just give us some inspiration, Anthony.
Well, I'll say this. When it comes to cooking, when it comes to the kitchen, that is what we call the chemistry lab for the health of yourself and the family. That has to be one of the most important places next to the restroom for health in the household and the family. So in cleansing yourself, make sure you cleanse your kitchen. Wow. Your kitchen should be one of the cleanest areas possible.
Yes.
Make it one of the most pleasant, make it one of the happiest places. Dress it up, paint it, do whatever you need to do. Make yourself want to be in the kitchen so that you can engage the food because you're setting the tone, the frequency, the physical and mental and spiritual frequency for yourself and your family.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you for that tidbit.
You're welcome.
All righty. Everyone, you have a great week, and we're going to leave with Judith Hill, Feeling Good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, but you know how I feel. Is a new dawn, is a new day, is a new life. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean. Butterflies are having fun. Of the past.